Technology is constantly changing the face of medicine for patients and doctors. A company in Sweden is developing eye-tracking technology for the mass marketplace. Here, gadgets which register, process, and respond to eye movements could mean an end to using a mouse. At first glance, this might look like a run-of-the-mill arcade game. Closer attention shows you this man isn't using a joystick or controller, nor is he pressing any buttons, gesturing with his hands or giving voice commands. In September, researchers in Boston reviewed how cutting-edge machine is offering hope to America's recently injured war veterans. They're perfecting techniques to grow muscle tissue, ears, and other body parts in the lab in order to reduce the need for amputations, transplants, and prosthetics. According to Catherine Sandbach, director of the Tissue Engineering Lab at Massachusetts General, scientists there have been developing the technology for decades, but they haven't been able to turn it into practical therapy.
The fact that, you know, we're doing this for the injured warfighter means so very much, and I think that's partly why we propelled this forward.
Ronald Strand, a former Marine sergeant, was injured during his deployment in Afghanistan. He is among those who may benefit from this groundbreaking science in the future. 200 HIV sufferers are huddled in a clinic in Myanmar, a fraction of the quarter of a million people living with HIV in this country. Half of them don't get the medicines they desperately need. The Global Fund urged Myanmar to apply for assistance to open the door for HIV drugs to reach more than 75% of those in need by the end of 2015. Dr. Tian Wei is a project medical coordinator for Medicines Sans Frontiers.
We cannot accept the patients, and in the every day we turn back the patients, and that means letting them sicker and sicker.
In the coming 2013, we expect technology will make our life better and better. For CRI, I'm Li Dong.